The oldest among us are getting older. According to the 20 census, nearly 2 million people were age 90 or above, and that number is expected to quadruple by 2050. It's among the fastest growing segments of the population. At one independent living community in Portland, there are so many nonagenarians that they have formed a club as part of our series that focuses on older Mainers called In This Life. Patty White paid the Nine Decades group a visit.
If you want to find the Nine Decades group, head over to the Cedars Retirement Community in Portland on the first Monday of the month and listen for this. 24 residents here are age 90 and above. When they meet for the Nine Decades group, they sit in a circle and joke about what else? Age.
First time I felt old was my daughter went on Medicare.
The members of the club, which formed last year, have a common bond, says 90-year-old Paul Corpella. They've achieved something that many of them never expected.
It's a bunch of us that wonder about each other to a certain extent as to, at 90, how come you're still here?
The members of the Nine Decades group have outlived friends. Some have outlived spouses, even some of their children. As they navigate their ninth decade, Les Brewer, the group's current leader, is in search of a larger mission. He encourages members to submit their DNA to a databank to help answer questions about longevity. He also suggests that the group create a how-to guide for younger people.
So that we could teach them how to come along and attain the age of 90. So please think of how you have done it, how you would suggest other people might follow and do it.
I don't know, probably good scotch, good life.
Elaine Adams is 91. She just moved into the Cedars about a year ago.
I've had a positive attitude. I don't worry about much, never have, and I just go with the flow.
Attitude. You have to have a correct attitude. You avoid depression, and there's quite a bit of it around here, but you avoid it by socializing with people, and it's much easier at our age to socialize with people your own age.
I would like it better if it was a mixed community of all ages, because I miss seeing little ones.
Harriet Bogdanoff is 94. She thinks genetics play a role in her longevity because her mom lived to be 92. Attitude is also important, she says, but that doesn't mean she gladly accepts whatever comes her way.
How would you describe this stage of life compared to other stages?
That's a hard one because it's taken me a long time to accept my limitations.
To be sure, Bogdanoff keeps very busy. She takes classes at a local university. She swims and does yoga. But she has had to give some things up. She uses a walker now and recently decided that she can't travel anymore. That means she can't visit her lifelong friends she left behind in New Jersey. But she says, you have to move on.
It's a matter of accepting one's limitations gracefully and still appreciating what life has to offer. And that's what I tell myself every day.
Along with the physical changes, these 90-somethings say they also contend with changes in their relationships, even, says Paul Corpella, from well-meaning family members.
They get very protective of you, and you start reverting back to childhood kind of thing. Dad, don't get up. You know, I'll get your water for you. Don't get up. You know, I'll get the paper for you. And I should be getting up. You should get up and move and every hour.
You're old and they don't want sometimes to listen because you're just plain old. Oh, Nana, I don't want to hear that. No, you know.
But the passage of time has also helped to strengthen family relationships. Harriet Bogdanoff moved here to be physically closer to her daughter, but now they're closer in other respects.
Closer in terms of how we think about one another and how we like the same things and how we can relate to one another as equals. And that's special.
Bogdanoff has already had to say goodbye to her husband and one of her daughters. The losses are painful. But death, she says, is a part of life.
My father died when I was 12. Yeah, so that was a hard one for me. But I was introduced to death early on because of that. And so I had no feeling of being immortal. And I knew that when my time was up, it would be up. And I'm ready to join my husband.
You have to realize that why you're here, to put it bluntly, we came here to die.
I put that in the background. I lived as long as I could live. I never thought of dying.
Well, I'm curious. I'm more curious than anything else. I mean, what's it like? Who was it, the Apple guy that just died?
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. They claim that as he was going, or he was going, he all of a sudden says, "Wow." And I'm very curious as to why he said, "Wow."
Well, we know what's going to happen. It happens to everybody. And I think the biggest problem for me, having lived as long as I have, you just can't pick the time or pick the way it will happen.
That seems to be the biggest worry, not dying itself, but the potential for mental or physical deterioration. Still, Les Brewer, Elaine Adams, Harriet Bogdanoff, and Paul Corpella choose not to dwell on it.
I don't feel there's any bad parts of living in your 90s. In my particular case, it's always an opportunity to do something, either for the community or for others, that I get the most satisfaction from.
To be honest, aging does stink, you know, but what can you do? You're going to age, you're here, you're lucky you're here if you're in fairly good health, and I think that's something to be very happy and proud about.
I feel lucky to be alive.
I feel wonderful. I'm having a blast. I'm one of those happy ones. Attitude, that's the secret. That's always the secret, regardless of how old you are.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.